I've just finished watching the film Knowing, the Alex Proyas Australian director film with Nicolas Cage and a female actress whose name escapes me for a moment. The film, and I'm going, if you haven't seen the film Knowing, I'm going to spoil the ending, so turn off now. But the film highlights nicely the problems I was nattering on to myself about earlier, and that is the problems of writing about the future. Now, in this case, technically, the film is set in the present or the immediate past, but the climax of the film involves, and here comes the spoilers, the climax of the film involves an incredibly advanced alien race with enormously powerful technology, completely different physiology, although, as always with aliens, oddly human bipedal appearance. But even when they strip themselves of their human costume, they're still basically humanoids. And it highlights the problem of trying to write the future, or in this case, a futuristic alien race. It's a similar problem. I mean, it's one of those films where, if you think about it, the ending makes, and therefore the film, makes no sense at all. Here we have an alien race that understands the future so well, they're able to predict every single major catastrophe on the planet Earth, its time, its exact location in coordinates of longitude and latitude, and communicate this knowledge to a woman, thereby driving her mad. She writes the information down in a really obscure way on a piece of paper as a child that gets put into a capsule in 1959. And eventually, I won't bore you the details, Nicolas Cage decodes it all. The stupid thing is, they've known about the end of the world, these are our world, the end of our world since 1959, and what did they do about it? Did they do something to stop this end of the world happening, a purely natural event that had nothing to do with humans? No, perhaps they couldn't. I mean, it was a fairly major event. That much I will keep secret. Did they organise an evacuation of all of humanity? Did they inform humanity of this so that we could prepare ourselves for our extinction? No, they did none of these things. What they did was communicate in a really confusing, frightening way with children in a way that parents couldn't hear, similar to what they did to the young girl in 1959. And then, at the very last minute before the Earth is destroyed, why the last minute? Anyway, at the very last minute before the Earth is destroyed, snatch up all these children so that life could begin again on a planet. Apparently, all by themselves, all these kids with an Eden-like image at the end of the film. I think it was meant to be a thought-provoking ending. Oh, has this happened before? Was the original Garden of Eden just like this, etc., etc.? But what it made me think was, why are the aliens so stupid? Why are they so culturally insensitive as to snatch away children from parents and then apparently be, although it's hard to tell, apparently be taken unawares that parents, at least initially, might not like the idea of their children being taken away? Why are the aliens so woefully unprepared, so powerful yet powerless? Why are they why do they exhibit such poor planning? Why do they leave the rescue, such as it is, to the very last minute? In other words, why are these incredibly advanced, highly technically advanced people so stupid? That's the problem, I think. Now, in this case, they're particularly stupid. But even if they'd been written to be as smart as humans and to have organized some kind of global rescue package, it still wouldn't have erased the central problem, and that is, the brightest writer in the world can't write aliens smarter than himself, can't invent technology that isn't just woo-woo bright flashing lights, unless they themselves understand that advanced technology, in which case it wouldn't be advanced anymore, it would be current technology. So, I don't think those sorts of scenes can be written, at least not well, by humans. But other than that, it was an enjoyable film, great performances all around, beautiful effects. So do try to see it.